This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
How Microsoft is making a play to become a video game heavyweight.
So this is an opportunity for Microsoft to expand its footprint in the video game industry. And what's interesting about Activision Blizzard in particular is that it has a pretty large mobile portfolio. Even though it's known for its PC and console games like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft.
And why some international airlines are canceling flights over the 5G rollout. Plus, what's behind Jeopardy's new rating success? It's Wednesday, January 18th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Drug maker Pfizer says its new COVID-19 pill has proven effective against the Omicron variant in three separate lab studies. The FDA authorized the drug Paxlovid for use in people at high risk of severe infections last month. The emergence of Omicron has raised questions about its effectiveness due to mutations in the virus. But this new research, which hasn't been published in a peer-reviewed medical journal yet, is still an encouraging sign that the oral therapy will be an important tool while the strain spreads. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has started taking orders for free at-home COVID-19 tests ahead of the site's planned launch tomorrow. People can order 4 tests per household on covidtests.gov. They will begin shipping later this month. AT&T and Verizon have agreed to temporarily water down their 5G wireless service expansion near airports to address concerns from air safety regulators and major U.S. airlines over its impact on aircraft instruments. Still, a handful of international airlines said today that they plan to suspend some U.S. flights starting tomorrow, specifically those Boeing 777 jumbo jets. As we reported this morning, the Federal Aviation Administration has asked carriers to pause their 5G rollouts, saying certain frequencies to carry the signals might confuse radar equipment. Boeing has also issued guidance not to operate the 777s, citing operational concerns. Verizon and AT&T have now committed to limit their 5G signals within a 2-mile radius of runways for the time being, but are launching the services everywhere else as planned. U.S. stocks fell today in their first trading session since the holiday weekend, and bond yields hit 2-year highs. Some investors are worrying about whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates more quickly than expected. All 3 major indexes ended the day down, led by a sell-off in tech stocks. The Dow was down 1.5%, the S&P 500 dropped 1.8%, and the Nasdaq fell 2.6%. Bucking the trend was Activision Blizzard. Shares of the video game company jumped 26% after Microsoft agreed to buy it. We'll have more on the deal coming up in just a bit. Goldman Sachs says paying more for talent sent its profits down in the fourth quarter. The bank says it boosted pay by 33% last year and shelled out an additional $4.4 billion in compensation. That led to its only quarterly profit decline of the year, down 13%, and ended its streak of big gains. Goldman shares fell nearly 8% on the news. Both J.P. Morgan and Citigroup said compensation drove their fourth quarter profits down as well. And we report exclusively that the U.S. is preparing financial sanctions on pro-Russian agents in Ukraine. That's according to U.S. officials who say the sanctions would include freezing the assets of at least 4 individuals. The move comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Europe to meet with his Russian counterpart and Ukrainian leadership. Moscow has deployed more than 100,000 troops to the border of Ukraine. The U.S. and allies have been trying to de-escalate tensions in the region and prevent Russia from invading. But the diplomatic talks have failed to yield an agreement. Coming up, why Microsoft is betting big on video game company Activision Blizzard.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Microsoft is making an even bigger push into the video game industry. The company is seeking to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard in an all-cash deal valued at $75 billion. Their slate of games includes Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. If the deal goes through, it would be Microsoft's largest acquisition by far and would expand its video game operation, making it the third largest in the world by revenue, after Tencent and Sony. But the deal comes with some baggage. In the past few months, Activision has faced claims of workplace misconduct that led to the company firing or pushing out more than three dozen employees, according to people familiar with the situation. And the company's CEO, Bobby Kotick, is expected to leave Activision after the deal with Microsoft closes, according to people familiar with those plans. Joining me now with more on the deal and how it will impact the industry is Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah Needleman. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about why Microsoft is interested in going after a video game company. What's the appeal of this deal for Microsoft now, and how does Activision fit into its overall strategy?
Well, Microsoft is already a big player in the video game space with Xbox console, and it owns several game studios, including the maker of Halo, which is a popular shooter franchise. And once this deal is complete, Microsoft will have 30 game studios under its belt, which would be about three times as many as it had when Satya Nadella became CEO in 2014. So this is an opportunity for Microsoft to expand its footprint in the video game industry. And what's interesting about Activision Blizzard in particular is that it has a pretty large mobile portfolio. Even though it's known for its PC and console games like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft, it also owns King, which makes the Candy Crush series. And it recently acquired Bethesda Softworks' parent, ZeniMax, and Bethesda makes a popular game called Fallout. And then, of course, there is the Call of Duty mobile game. That's one of the more popular games on the app stores today. So this is an opportunity for Microsoft to expand its foothold in mobile even further than it is today. And also, it does gain a hold of these major franchises for its Xbox console, like Call of Duty and World of Warcraft.
Sarah, we also learned today that Activision CEO Bobby Kotick would likely step down as part of this merger. He's been dealing with claims of workplace misconduct against the company. What do we know about how Microsoft and Activision are thinking about these allegations? What can you tell us?
Well, prior to the acquisition announcement, Microsoft had said that it was reevaluating its relationship with Activision in the wake of the journal's reporting and the lawsuit by the California agency. And so now we have this acquisition happening, and it's unclear what will happen next. But Microsoft has a history of letting the companies it acquires run independently. And so if Mr. Kotick does step down, there would be a change in leadership. And sometimes maybe being under a new umbrella, a new parent company can change the culture and change values. And so even with that level of independence, there's still that oversight at the very, very top. You know, so it's a possibility that we'll see some change going forward. But, you know, cultures are developed over many, many years of time. It's not something that can change with a single deal or overnight. So we'll have to wait and see how things go and who's put in charge and how things develop under that person.
Sarah, what does this deal tell us about the broader landscape in the corporate world regarding mergers and acquisitions, and then about M&A, especially when it comes to video game companies specifically?
Yeah, there's been a lot of deal activity in recent years across tech and definitely within the video game sector. Global video game deal activity nearly doubled last year to a record $11.2 billion, according to PitchBook, and that was up from just $6.4 billion worth of deals in 2020. So almost double. And we've seen, even just this year already, aside from this deal that we're talking about, last week Take-Two announced that it was buying Zynga for about $11 billion. And so the excitement continues into 2022, and there's expectations that we'll see more of it. There are a couple other mobile video game companies out there that could potentially be bought up, and a lot of the analysts say they do expect to see more consolidation, particularly with mobile companies, because mobile is the biggest part of the video game industry these days.
Just anecdotally, I've heard about more people playing video games, especially during the lockdowns of the pandemic. I'm curious, has their value increased to other companies not in this space in terms of who wants to acquire them right now?
Well, we've definitely seen the big tech companies that are not core in gaming, like Facebook, Apple, Google, all dip their toes into the video game space in different ways, whether it be through cloud gaming or acquisitions or just the role they play in the app stores. And so video games is very hot, and it definitely had a huge moment in 2020 because of the pandemic. We saw that consumer spending on game software jumped about 23% in 2020 from the year prior. And then this past year, that growth slowed down. It only was about 1.4% last year, but it still reached about $180 billion. And that's just consumer spending on game software. We're not even talking about hardware or accessories. So it's a really, really big industry. And as it's grown these past few years so much, it's definitely caught the attention of companies that don't specialize in gaming, but certainly now have a foothold in it.
Sarah, we know there's been a lot of deal making recently. Are there any antitrust concerns being talked about or raised by this deal?
There's definitely some focus on that happening right now because we've seen a lot of scrutiny over deal making within tech in recent years. So the expectation is that antitrust enforcers would likely take a look at this one and see if perhaps it does violate any antitrust laws.
That's Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah Needleman. Sarah, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
And finally, for a while, the future of the popular game show Jeopardy looked like it was, well, in jeopardy. The search for a replacement for longtime host Alex Trebek went from an exciting game of musical chairs to a full-blown drama when the executive producer was moved into the host seat and then abruptly fired amid scandal. But the show has now rebounded. Some say it's the consecutive winning streaks of two recent top contestants, including current reigning champ Amy Schneider, rallying fans. Our entertainment reporter John Jurgensen says the new show producer is also bringing in viewers with an updated formula.
Michael Davies is a veteran game show producer, and what he's done with Jeopardy, I think, is really hone in on the essence of the gameplay and the thing that fans really love the most. You know, they loved Alex Trebek, but they really loved the game, and he has turned the game into kind of a pro sport. He's trying to build an excitement around the gameplay and the contestants, and he's doing that with statistics and data from inside the show that core fans really love to analyze. And even if you're not kind of a nerdy Jeopardy fan, I think part of what he's doing is just bringing out the super competitive nature of the show. I mean, he compares it to a major league sport, and he talks about the big championships as the Super Bowl of Jeopardy. So he's trying to really amplify everything about the game itself.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.